says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns.
We're back, folks. We're listening to George and Marilyn. George, I love what you're saying. And, boy, the more I listen to you, you really do sound like Dr. Ben Carson, who, of course, is one of the first to endorse Donald Trump. I think, actually, Ben Carson has the distinction of having been the very first presidential candidate among the 16 opponents that he had who endorsed Donald Trump. And, Ben, when we make our list of heroes – for the people who, you know, saw that Donald Trump was really the man who was going to save our country and our people, Ben Carson has to be high on that wall of heroes as the very first. And I want to ask you a question, George. What is it, when you listen to Donald Trump, what is it that you think, where is he being most effective, or where is he doing the best as regards America's black community?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I like Donald Trump's style, the freewheeling, off the cuff, and he's politically incorrect. And however, that is what the Constitution is all about. It's not about having to run through a ringer whether or not you're going to offend this person or that person. If you're telling the truth will land where it lands. It's, as the scripture says, it's a two-edged sword. So with Donald Trump, he's coming from the heart. He's speaking how he feels. And that personality also is with Dr. Ben Carson. That man has a lot of integrity as well. However, he doesn't have the financial stability that Donald Trump has. So he can't, of course, be as freewheeling as Donald Trump is. I think that's the yes. difference there. But I love his platform, the things he has to say as far as NATO, the Glass-Steagall Act, the borders, corporations, draining the swamp, as they put it. And it's not going to happen overnight, but at least he's getting this thing started. The wheel is turning, and that's what's most important. People are sick and tired of being beat down. Like any dog, after a while they're going to bite you if you keep hitting them or run away. And that's what's happening in society today. You know, we see foreigners coming over illegally and getting all the goods that your parents, my parents, that we today pay our taxes in. They come and get it for nothing. They get a free vote. And those of us who are American citizens, does that cancel out our real, true vote, an illegal being allowed to vote, not a citizen? That's corrupt within itself. So, you know, I have not much more to add to that. All I can say is I enjoy your show, James, George. You do a bang-up job. Listen to you all the time. I listen to all the shows, actually. I don't call regularly. I enjoy taking in the information. I've learned a lot since I've been listening to RBN, and I intend to continue to do so. So thank you, fellas.
Well, George, let me thank you. You've just changed this show a little bit. Because yes, I when I broadcast here on out, I'm going to be thinking to myself, George in Maryland is listening to this show. So I'm going to be talking to you and seeing your face there in the audience. So I want to thank you for
that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you sound I hate to sound like a broken record. Here, let's listen to a record for just a second here. You said hit it and quit it. Let me just do that for just a second. Hang on. Don't go anywhere, anybody.
All right.
So if you haven't already the way I like it.
I turned it down. I don't have the audio right on that. But James Brown. Yeah, well, hang on, George. I did see James Brown. I went with my girlfriend to one James Brown show at UCLA. And I was right up
unforgettable.
Oh, James Brown, nobody could touch him. I mean, unbelievable the energy that man had. And, you know,
Michael
see a live
James. Michael was a close second, but of course James Brown was his tutor.
Yeah, no, James Brown is one of a kind. And the way he could move, the command that he had of his band, the tightest band I've ever seen. You know, it was just amazing. He'd just wink or blink at the band, and they would do something unbelievable.
Amazing.
And and I was up there in the front row. I'll never forget that at UCLA. Well, hey, George, please, I beg you, call in again. And the other George in Maryland, George, did you want to add anything more to your other George in Maryland?
Yes, I do. Thank you, George. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we're trying to save America for everybody. Maryland's a corrupt place. I'm almost as old as you. And when a Maryland politician gets on the air, it's just like Hillary Clinton. You know they're lying when their lips are moving. And it's been that way since Spiro Agnew all the way up to the current people. And I'm with you. I'm ready to drain the swamp. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, George.
See ya.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, that was a real treat. And I it's eerie. I'm thinking, is that really, that might be Ben Carson calling from his home in West Palm Beach.
Well, let's just, you know, but George has said the truth that productive America really has been waiting for decades, and they're going to pull that lever. I'm not worried at all about apathy in this election. How could anybody be apathetic after the last 15 months? Only fraud can happen. Well, we can go on and on and on. But productive America, everybody, black or white or whatever, is, you know, enthralled with Donald Trump. Just go outside and look at his rallies.
Yeah, it's true. Ah, boy. Well, let's take another caller here. Let me just see. I think I've got lined up, still waiting to hear us or come in, our Charlie in California. Charlie in California. And Dave, we lost Dave in San Francisco. I probably made Dave wait too long. Dave, if you want to call back in, there's a line open now.
Yeah, Dave, call back, please.
And let's go to Charlie in California.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering, what type of phone are you talking about, flip phone, that you can listen to the show without taking off the minutes?
Any phone that has unlimited minutes for voice. See, here's the deal. Somebody, a caller, several listeners have called me to explain this to me. A lot of people have a phone with unlimited talk time but limited data. And what John Stadtmiller has set up allows you to use your talk time, which is unlimited if you have that, to listen to radio. And you don't have to use data. You don't have to go on the internet to use a data connection with your phone. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. One thing about you guys were talking about Ron Paul a few callers back, and there was a net neutrality vote about a few years ago. I think it was right when they started talking about net neutrality. And there's 35 congressmen from Texas, and they all voted against net neutrality. Ron Paul, all the 35 congressmen voted against net neutrality, and that, you know, I don't know if you ever knew about that, but I was back then. I was that made me skeptical of Ron Paul as far as trying not to be an establishment politician.
Well, I'll tell you, boy, did I spend time with Ron Paul and with William Daniel Johnson, who's the chairman of the American Freedom Party. I got to, you know, William Daniel Johnson hosted Ron Paul's VIP dinner in Southern California, which was $2,000 a plate, in his living room, in Bill Johnson's living room and dining room. And the and I tagged along with Bill when Bill talked with Ron and Carol Paul at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. But I can tell you, Ron Paul, what a giant, a really great patriot, a tremendous man. The things he did over his long career as a congressman, with two different careers as a congressman. He had a break there and then he came back into Congress. Very, very brave man. And being standing next to him, being beside him and being at rallies, watching his energy level, he's so much like Donald Trump in so many ways. But somehow, I don't know how he got it. You know what? What may have gotten Ron started on the wrong foot was that the fight between Donald Trump and Rand Paul, his son, was pretty bitter. And the exchanges in the debates on the stage were pretty bitter. So I could see Ron as a father throwing something at the TV set, really getting upset at Donald Trump for, you know, it was no holds barred fighting in those debates. And that's what Donald Trump had to do. He couldn't come out Mr. Nice Guy. He had to take on – he had to try to do a smackdown with Jeb Bush and, you know, each candidate in turn. And it was Rand Paul's turn at one point. I can see Ron kind of losing his objectivity because of the fight between Rand and Donald Trump. And I can even I may be taking up too much time here when I say this, but Bill Johnson and I were there at the Conservative Political Action Conference in 2011 when Rand Paul was scheduled to be the speaker. We were there with about 5,000 people in the main hall. I think it was in the Omni Hotel. And Rand Paul was coming up and a surprise speaker was announced. Nobody knew who it would be. And out walks Donald Trump right before Rand Paul. And Donald Trump actually said at that CPAC in 2011, I'm here to announce I'm running for president. And, you know, so it was started even back then because Rand Paul was maneuvering for, you know, his father was running for president. And so Donald Trump was taking on Ron Paul back in 2011. Remember, Ron Paul ran in 2012. So it may have started back then. That never went anywhere. That was Donald Trump was he was putting his feet in the water, thinking of doing it. And it didn't take off. I wish it had. But 2016, I think he realized this is the last chance. And then there's one other point. Rand Paul, of course, that libertarian brand is very different from Donald Trump's nationalist brand. There's a difference there. And maybe Ron Paul's having trouble.
Is the American Freedom Party still based in Las Vegas? Is it head office still in Las Vegas?
No, we're our two bases. We're in New York City and we're in Los Angeles, where Bill Johnson, the chairman, is there. So I would call Los Angeles our headquarters. Really, I'm up here in North Dakota, but we're a nationalist party. And so, boy, when the first wind we got of Donald Trump, the first few words out of his mouth, we were just we were saying, can this guy be real? Is this really happening? And we endorsed him right away as a party. Then I came up with the idea of a Donald Trump radio show, and sponsored by the American Freedom Party. So I don't know if I've answered all your questions there.
That's good enough. Thank you, Al.
Well, thank you very much, and look forward to you calling in again.
It's an amazing exchange today, James.
Yeah,
some very thoughtful folks.
Yeah, my favorite's George and Maryland so far. Let me just see if there's another mic. The callers are coming in so fast. There's a guy. Here's Chris near Las Vegas.
Well, good afternoon, James and George.
Hi, Chris.
You know, I have to really tip hat to your caller, George from Maryland. Articulate, astute, critical thinker, sentient. What else can you ask for a caller from an American, no matter what color they are?
Well, I tell you, I think it was Ben Carson. I mean, I don't know. He sounded so much like Ben Carson. I love Ben Carson. He's one of my favorite candidates of all. And boy, did the guts of Ben Carson taking on the establishment And George in Maryland was right. Ben Carson had that similarity with Donald Trump. He very, very honest, tells it like it is, willing to take on the powers that be. The two men, I can see why the two men admire each other.
If I might possibly offer for consideration, the Smartmatic machines, I learned many years ago when I first started fighting against the smart meters that the acronym SMART stands for Specialized Military Advanced or Acoustic Radio Transmitter. And I expect that that's really more accurately what describes the ones that Soros has placed into operation, formerly old Diebold machines, if you will, run out of Spain and other locations. And I think the real hazard is that they can be operated remotely or on site. They can encrypt sleeper programs that can be actuated or deactuated at will upon the discovery or the bringing to the forefront that there might be tampering going on. In fact, they can even run sleeper programs in the background where it appears normal in the foreground, but it is still doing something else mysterious in the background by design.
Yeah, that's what Volkswagen did with its emission control system. It was set up so that if it detected that somebody was checking it, it concealed itself.
And to the phony polls observations of the Trump team, we have to cognize that the Obama administration in 2015 did an amendment to the Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Munt, M-U-N-D-T, D as in dog, Tom, which gave the so-called public-private partners, which are really private corporate partners of the federal government, the opportunity, the privileges, if you will, to tell other than the truth for any means or schemes they deem to be necessary, proper, or fun, or lustfully satisfying. And this is why we're getting all these funny results, because there's no culpability, liability, or suitability because of the exoneration being placed out of honor of these people who are prolific untruth tellers and propagandists.
Well, yeah, Chris, we have been listening to liars, from both political parties for all of our lives, and it's impossible for us not to have gotten used to it. So that when this man appeared out of the blue, just speaking truth, it's just shocking. It's amazing. It's wonderful, and a lot of people in our cause, really, it was so good that we couldn't believe it at first. Not me. But I have plenty of friends who said, no, it's got to be a fake, because we've been faked so many times. And,
there are those that suggest that Donald Trump is not a politician, although business is very much like the combat sport of politics in reality. And so there is a similarity. But he doesn't have the sophistication of a polished politician, although that is generally what is so refreshing to Donald Trump's message to the American people, I would observe.
Well, let me give you a refreshing... Let me give you a refreshing picture right now. I'm looking at the video live right now from Greeley, Colorado. We had an earlier caller who said Donald Trump was speaking right now in Greeley. He isn't. He's not yet on the stage. But he will... the event is scheduled to begin in 40 minutes. And the place is at the Bank of Colorado Arena in Greeley. There's standing room only. It is absolutely packed. We know from previous events that outside it must be just a huge sea of people outside with speakers out there. But this place is wall-to-wall, packed like sardines. Patriots standing patiently. They've been there for hours, and the ones on the, some of them standing, they're cheering something right now. Oh, there's the first speakers coming up right after this break. We'll go live to Greeley, Chris, and you can listen to right after this break. Stay tuned, everybody.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When I was a little boy. We're back, folks, and we're entering into the last half hour of the American Freedom Party Report. Don't forget about us, the American Freedom Party, who bring you all this radio, theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. Check us out. Check out the directors. I'm going to go right now to the Trump rally in Greeley, Colorado. There's a dynamic fellow up on the stage right now. Let's listen to him. He just addressed us as the deplorables here, and he said, and we're also the people that Obama said cling to our Bibles and guns. Us deplorables. Here he is. I don't know who he is. Let's listen to him.
Hoped. We hoped that you, after you won, you would help heal this nation. That we would come together, that you would help us move beyond our divisions. But the truth is, we are more divided today than we were 8 years ago. Some people, because of all the mixed messages, believe that it's even okay to hurt a police officer. We stand here today to tell the world that blue lives matter. We will protect those that protect us. Jesus said, blessed be the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. And who are we to say anything different? Folks, there are police officers all over. If you would please during a break, thank the police officers that you see for their service, I would sure appreciate that.
Very nice. Now, we'll find out who this speaker is, maybe. And the previous speaker who came on just during the break was, he identified himself, didn't give us his name, as a roustabout. So he works in the oil fields, and he said Donald Trump's going to get America producing energy again. Let's see here. I hit the wrong button on that that speaker right there. Sorry about that. I'll just mute his microphone for now. But we'll see who we get here in the last half of our show. We got another caller. Let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to comment on the black vote and Donald Trump. Benjamin Franklin said, you have a republic as long as you can keep it. It's also said democracy will commit suicide as soon as the voters learn that they can vote for more benefits from government. I want to direct attention to a Tommy Sotomayor, a very black man. He's not half-breed. He's a radio host. He's got all kinds of things on YouTube, and he spent 4 hours interviewing David Duke, and he changed demeanor. He got really serious with a question that was presented to David Duke. That question being that we have a problem in the black community. Black women can have 5 or 10 women or children and get benefits for each and every one, as long as, I guess the rule is that they not have a man in the house, that they not marry. And it's quite a good that he's pointing
out. Wes, we're going to run out of time. So I appreciate your extended thought here, but make a short, punchy point, something we really have to do on this show. Give me a short and punchy point that you're making, because everybody in this audience is really smart. They don't need much of the preparatory material.
Well, he's pointing out a very good problem. We've got a kind of a democracy when anyone can vote for the candidate that gets them more and more benefits, and we have this problem
set up.
Okay,
but Wes, what's your point?
What do you want?
I want a point. In other words, yes, voting for people.
Give me 20 seconds to make
it. But hang on. Okay, Wes, hang on. I'll let you calm down here, engineer. Yeah. Wes, we've had this problem with you before. I'll try to figure out where he was going with that. George, you can give me your best shot too. What I loved about George in Maryland and what I love about Ben Carson is that these two men realize that, and Donald Trump realizes that we all of us Americans are in this together, including Black America, and that when the issue of people being able to vote themselves benefits, that's sort of a cheap thrill. And of course it works. That works in all populations, white, black, Latino, Asian. If somebody offers them something for free, they're doing it with students now. Hillary is offering students free education, and we'll get rid of your student debt.
Broadcasting Network.
Visit our website. We'll come back to that point in a second. The point of freebies, which is not really racial.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Thank you.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back, folks. Feeling the love here on the American Freedom Party Report. And, here's a new speaker just came. Oh, no, they're just checking the sound here. We've already had two speakers, just warm-up speakers, in Greeley, Colorado. They were both great. And we just heard from the broadcaster, in this case, Right Side Broadcasting, which is a patriot broadcasting outlet that just appeared out of nowhere because of the Trump phenomenon. They said that Donald Trump might be out early, and his introduction will be by Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. So if any of that starts while we're still on the air here, we'll go directly to it. But in our closing minutes here, I'm with George. Let's talk about Wienergate.
All right. James, and next week's going to be so frantic, we better do our analysis now. I need to analyze, while we have a minute, that Wienergate is a serious game changer. I go back to the debates. James, remember, it was July, it was August, it was September. The debates are going to make or break the candidates. And we had our debate, we had the second one, and things suddenly weren't going very well for Hillary. And then we had the third debate, which was an absolute TKO. And Trump obviously beat his opponent severely. And by 6 o'clock the next morning, you know, the lamestream media belongs to Hillary was, we don't, what, debate? Debate? You mean there were debates? So the three debates went out the window when they were supposed to decide the election. Yeah. So now that brings us up to Wienergate. Wienergate is a little horse of a different color. That definitely pushed all the other smut things. They're long gone. And even the lefty networks, CBS and CNN, all they're talking about all day long is, oh, my God, it's Wienergate. It's Wienergate. I'm telling you, go get your TV set right now. Turn on ABC. Turn on CBS. They hate Trump with a passion, but you can't ignore Wienergate because
you can't.
Her face is on the same front page as Mr. Wiener. It's Happy Halloweener. It's Wienergate. It's all the other dirty nonsense. And FBI, wow, FBI's got, you know, they're pointing their guns back on Hillary Clinton, the candidate. Wow, is that insignificant? I don't think so. What's to stop from Tuesday or Wednesday? I see some resignations. Where's our attorney general? John Mitchell had to resign. I think Loretta Lynch needs to resign. I ain't holding my breath, but it's appropriate, and this is the week to do it.
Well, yes, and somebody big. No, it was a big column, actually, a big newspaper column. I think it was in the Boston Herald, said, Hillary, you need to get out of it. You need to get out of the race. You need to resign. Here, in the last week, you need to resign. The Democratic National Committee needs to put Tim Kaine in as a candidate just to...
Wow, the Boston Herald, no less.
Yeah, and there's a...
I'll agree with that.
Yeah,
hey, Hillary, you need to drop out the race, lady. You're in the wrong line of business. So we don't want you... America doesn't want you, and I agree with the Boston Herald. Please continue, James.
Yeah, and what's his face? Her campaign director Podesta. Have they really stepped in it? Podesta came out right away defending Huma Abedin. Hillary said, "You know, Huma Abedin's not going anywhere. She's staying with me." So they're all going to, the rats are all going to go down, hanging on to each other out there. And with no life preserver. So it's really, my gosh, and Hillary, she her health is terrible. So imagine how this is affecting her health. Imagine how
health-wise, let's can't resist. James, they've been attacking the FBI from 2 minutes after it. And they're doing that because they've been caught red-handed again. So the Boston, the media understands that the jig is up. The election is over. It's over. We don't have an indictment right now, but FBI guy, he got his marching orders, which were basically, we will kill you if you continue. Then he decided, I'll take the risk. You go ahead and kill me. You're back in the spotlight. So he's investigating. What else is there to talk about?
Yes. And now all those people who bailed out, the rats, the Republicans against Trump, who bailed out on Donald Trump, they are in big trouble right now. Here's a headline. Associated Press, House Speaker Ryan, pressured by conservatives and Trump backers, but the headline, Matt Drudge heads it this way, Rat Ryan under pressure. I love that. Matt Drudge, he's calling him Rat Ryan.
Well, he is Rat Ryan. I wish Rat Ryan would. Can we get a rocket ship from NASA and send him to Jupiter, never to return again?
Right. So there, and of course, just folks, you could come up with your own list of people who bailed out on Donald Trump just, so easily and so quickly. Senator McCain and so on. These people, as it becomes apparent that Donald Trump's going to win on Tuesday, what are they going to do? Are these people going to try to backpedal? What are they going to do? So we'll all have our own list. So I hope somebody will set up a website after the election of who stood true. These are the heroes like Ben Carson and Rudy Giuliani. And then who are the rats? And then we can, dispose of the rats. We don't need to continue with them in government or continue with them in the media. We can stop listening to them and we can stop sending them money. So this will be a nice website identifying the heroes and the rats. Let me go back and look at our, let's look at our event here in Greeley and see if anybody's on the podium. Nope, nobody on the podium yet in Greeley.
And that's okay. Hey, guess what? Even Megyn Kelly means nothing now. Megyn, You are nothing. The entire political world is watching Wienergate. They don't care about you.
Yeah. And I loved it. You know, folks, if you listen to the show, we played the clip of Newt Gingrich taking down Megyn Kelly. That was an unforgettable moment Newt Gingrich, the most unlikely guy to say this. He looks at Megyn Kelly and he says, I think you're really interested. She's going on and on about Donald Trump and the Billy Bush bus nonsense. And he says, I see. You're concerned about Megyn Kelly called Donald Trump a sexual predator. And then she denied that she said it. And then Newt Gingrich just blew up at her. And he said, I think you're really interested in sex and not issues. And then he said, and so you're so concerned about having a sexual predator in the White House. It's okay with you, with Hillary Clinton, with Bill in the East Wing. And then he said, and then this is the most beautiful. He said, Megan, I want to hear out of your mouth. I want to hear you say the words Bill Clinton and sexual predator in the same sentence. She couldn't.
She wouldn't do it. And these people really are paid off. You know, I understand and I agree with the callers about the deep state. We all know it. But America's doing the voting here. Ordinary people are doing the voting. It's the very first time in our lifetimes we've had a candidate instead of a paid politician. And that includes Ronald Reagan. They're not going to miss this. I mean, I already went out and did my absentee weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and lots of people that have. The real landslide is going to be people smashing the doors down to the polls, trying to fit themselves in there to vote on time.
Yeah, I'll be one of them. And so now we've got, speaking of Paul Ryan in Wisconsin, and speaking of this idiot McMullen in Utah, we've got two callers from Wisconsin and Utah. So I'd like to hear quick reports. If you guys can give us any kind of a report, Joel in Wisconsin and Ed in Utah. Let's go first to Joel in Wisconsin. Hi, Joel.
How you doing? This will be real quick because you just made me think of it. Let's say that we were blessed with Hillary eliminating herself from the election. My question is, the people that have already voted for her, where would those votes go? Would they go towards Kane or not? Because that's not fair if they did.
Joel, she's not going to step down. It's such a mess. It's just a mess. That's all. It's just a mess.
But the question still stands. What if that would happen in the future? What would happen to the people that already voted?
You know, I don't think anybody knows. I'll bet you that'd have to go to the Supreme Court. I don't think anybody knows. It's never happened. And I like what somebody talked about this election. He said it's been a. But I would just say Hillary's campaign is now a dumpster fire. But Joel, We got to unload Paul Ryan. Are you very close to his first district there?
No, I'm not. But I think Donald Trump's doing that, and I think he's exposing the Republicans.
Beautiful, beautiful, Joel. Well, thank you for calling. I apologize for a short time. With your permission, let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, have you got any kind of what's going on there in Utah with Evan McMullen?
Yes, I don't have a whole lot more than what you have, James. I want to thank you. You, for one, have been one helping bring someone like me along with the Trump situation. A year ago, I wasn't sure, and you've just kept the pom-poms going, and you've done a great service to the Patriot community and the nation at large. I just wanted to say that. But as far as the CIA operation, codenamed Evan McMullen. As far as that is concerned, the fact is it is real. I have run into neighbors. Yes, some have already voted for McMullen. I hate to say it, but there's quite a mindset in Utah when certain authorities speak through the grapevine, what have you, they fall right into line. And I don't know if it's as high as 30% as the controlled media are saying, but it is up there, and it is a force to be reckoned with. That is why Mr. Trump sent Pence here a few days ago. But here's where you could help tip things in. If you, being that Utah is unique, James, it's the only state with a three-way race. And I must say that's a proper assessment of it. It is a three-way race. I'm hoping that you will come on the air locally with Sherilyn Eager on K-Talk. Just to let you know, K-Talk in the early years for John provided a few hosts. It is a fairly wide open station, and I'm hoping that you would come on her show this week and from a white nationalist point of view, whatever you want to say, and maybe help sway things. Could you do that?
I'm certainly open to that, Ed. And let me add something to what you said about that people may not be aware of this, that Evan McMullen, his past and his ties. He did go to BYU, and of course he is LDS, so that gives him a lot of influence, and people listen in Utah, of course, and rightly so. Other things about him, he graduated from the Wharton School of Business, just like Donald Trump, but then it gets a little bit more strange. From 2001 to 2011, he served with the National Clandestine Service of the CIA, and he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is Evan McMullen. He's 40 years old.
Pretty stinky, sports fans.
Yeah, he's 40 years old, and he appeared out of nowhere. This is you know, one of the signs of a plant, folks, is people who appear out of nowhere. He appeared out of nowhere, and if you look on his website, he's now on the ballot in something like 12 states, around that number. How the heck does he get on the ballot in 12 states in less than 30 days? That's impossible unless somebody with real bucks and real influence is pulling the gears for you.
Well, one thing you should know, James, he came on this very same station, K-Talk, in Salt Lake City, and it's on the archive for KTKK. He told one of the hosts his first interview. In fact, he broke his candidacy, announced it on KTKK in early August, and he said this. He said, they asked, well, where are you? Who's backing you? He said, William Crystal and Dan Senor. Now, people need to know Dan Senor is the chief advisor to that Wisconsin weasel, Ryan. And Dan Senor's wife is Campbell Brown, the former CNN director, anchor, I should say. She's the one that handed off the Billy Bush tape. It did not come from the Clintons. It come from the Ryan people.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, Ed, we're going to have to talk more about this. I really appreciate your call.
Can you run your phone number by one more time?
Yeah, it's 701-317-5317.
Thank you, James. And I'm going to be sending a donation for the first time ever to the American Freedom Party. Not for the party as such, but for you and the work you have done in bringing a lot of us along.
Well, Ed, let me tell you how to do that. If you support this show for the American Freedom Party, send your donation to James Kelso, that's me, at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721.
What's that zip again?
The zip is 56721.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Just mark it. This is for the radio show. And anything, folks, anything you send in the way of donation, if you love this radio show, you want to keep it going for the entire 8 years of the Trump presidency, that's where all of your contributions, every penny of it, goes right to RBN to keep this radio show on the air, every single penny.
Hey, we love you, Ed. Thanks. Utah needs help.
Thank you, guys.
And you just gave us some help. Thank you.
You bet.
Ed, call anytime. All right, folks. We're coming up on our last break and our last little segment. I don't know if we have a caller. I'll let the engineer tell me if I have any callers. I'm hanging up here. I think we got the board cleared. We might be able to take another call. I'm looking at the Trump event in Greeley right now. I'm looking at that. Let me hit the refresh here on the screen here and refresh that event. Make sure I'm up to date and I'm live. Okay, no callers, and the Trump event has not begun yet in Greeley. We're just watching. And let me tell you, it's packed. It is packed in Greeley.
James, I see it. I'm going to suggest a few things since it's Sunday. We won't have time for the rest of the week.
Right.
But there's lots of other states that are in play.
Yes.
I don't buy this that New York is a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton. Oregon and Washington. What happened when Donald Trump went to Seattle? We had a caller from Oregon. Why is that automatically she's going to get all those electoral votes? I don't believe it.
Well, let's end, folks. I just want to, you know, I have a buddy in New York City, an American Freedom Party buddy, Rob, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. And I asked him to get me a copy of the New York Post with the DickyLeaks front page and the Wienergate. And then that was a Saturday edition. And then Sunday, it's the Happy Halloweener.
Well, I'm going to help you with that, too. I have the Daily News for you, and that's the liberal newspaper, and it's called Hillary's Wiener Hell. So I'm going to ship that to you so you can have it for your posterity.
Yes, folks, these are collector's items. We're all living. This is history, folks. This is the big one happening right now. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night in our 9
to 10 p.m. Hey, James, we still got 10 minutes, mate.
Oh, wait a minute. I get too excited. Don't go anywhere, people. We'll have a few more minutes after the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma.
We're back,
folks. Got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
We got some good talent on the show today. James Brown, Merle Haggard, the best. And, George, we're in our last segment here, and I want to direct people to where the show is going to go tomorrow and the following day. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Warren, Michigan. What's the message we can infer? Donald Trump realizes we need to take Michigan. Everything he does now in the next week, every single – no wasted time at all. This is crunch time. And tomorrow, Mike Pence will be in Cocoa, Florida, Maitland, Florida, and Clearwater, Florida, three cities. Florida is absolutely essential. Then on Tuesday, this gets interesting, Donald Trump and Mike Pence will be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I just looked it up on my Google Maps. It's a six-hour drive from me here in North Dakota, 408 miles. George, I am so tempted to get in my car on Tuesday, on Monday night, and go to Eau Claire and see both.
If the Spirit moves you, we'll cover for you, James, and you can call from there, and we'll have one of them wild relay shows.
Yeah, folks, this, you know, North Dakota is such solid Trump country that he hasn't needed to come here. He did go to Bismarck once early on in the primaries, but he hasn't needed to come up here because this is Trump country up here. But, my goodness. So I'll talk about that tomorrow, Eau Claire. I have a good friend there in Eau Claire. So,
still telling Donald Trump, you got to go to Yankee Stadium. You can win New York.
Yeah.
What's he waiting for?
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, just have a couple minutes left, folks, and we'll just take care of some housekeeping. Keep us in mind here at the American Freedom Party. We're the sponsors of this radio show. That's the AmericanFreedomParty.us. We're a tiny third party. We thought we'd have to work for the next 20, 30, 40 years slowly educating people to get where Donald Trump has gotten everybody in a flash. As you said, George, when he came down that escalator, he was a contender when he hit the first floor at the Trump Tower and announced, "I'm a candidate." So Donald Trump, folks, has moved the Patriot timetable up by decades. But we still have a place. That's the point I want to make about the little American Freedom Party. There is a place for third parties. There is a place for the work we do. Look at this radio show. This is an example of a third party helping out in our own way, reaching a certain part of the public in the best way that we can. We helped a lot of people. I love what one of our callers said. And boy, Ed in Utah, I think it was Ed in Utah, who said that, you know, this show has been very useful to him and others. Very gratifying. It changes my show. It changes it for me, folks. When I hear you and I know you're out there in the audience, you're reaching me and you're reaching George and Paul, too. Thanks so much. We'll see you all with the update tomorrow. Hold on. You fasten your seatbelts. See you tomorrow night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.